sudden spark of excitement, that rush of inspiration. Maybe you felt it after a seminar, or when you read a powerful book, or when you've just decided enough is enough, and you're finally going to change your life. And let me tell you, motivation feels good. It stirs up the blood, makes the heart beat a little faster. You start to see yourself in a different light, leaner, wealthier, more successful. The dream is vivid, and for a moment, you almost believe all you have to do is hold on to that feeling and everything will fall into place. But there's a catch, isn't there? That excitement, that feeling, it fades every time. Maybe it lasts a day, a week, sometimes a month if you're lucky. But sooner or later, Monday comes, the weather turns, you oversleep, your mood changes, and suddenly, what seemed effortless yesterday feels like a mountain today. Now, why is that? Why is it that people can get so excited in the beginning, but fall off so quickly? It's because motivation is an illusion. Motivation is that burst of energy that gets you off the starting line. But it was never designed to take you across the finish. Motivation can get you out the door for the first run, but it won't get you out there on a cold, rainy morning when nobody is watching. Motivation will fire up the mind with dreams of abundance, but it won't sit you down at the desk when you're tired and the results haven't shown up yet. Here's the truth. People confuse emotional excitement with true commitment. When the crowd is cheering, when the possibilities are dancing in your mind, it's easy to make a decision. It's easy to say, this time will be different, this time you'll follow through. But commitment is tested not at the beginning, but in the middle, when nobody cares, when it's just you and the clock, you and your promise. You see, the illusion is thinking that you have to feel like it to do it. That if the excitement isn't there, you've lost your chance. But real progress, real achievement, comes not from chasing excitement, but from building something stronger, something that lasts. Ask yourself, how many times have you started something with fire, only to watch it fizzle out? The start is easy. Anyone can start. But how many finish? How many become known as someone who sticks to the path when the thrill is gone? If you only act when you feel motivated, you'll only act occasionally. If you only work when you feel inspired, you'll work rarely. Motivation is the light wind that fills the sails. But when that wind dies, you need another force to move the ship. That's what we're after tonight. The art of staying consistent when motivation fades. So, if you're in that place right now where you're wondering why you can't keep the fire burning, remember, motivation was never meant to carry you the whole way. It was just the invitation to begin. Now, if motivation is the spark, discipline is the engine. Discipline is doing what you said you would do, long after the mood in which you said it has left you. That's the real test. People ask, how do you keep going when you don't feel like it? The answer is discipline. Simple, but not easy. See, feelings are fickle. They change with the weather, with the time of day, with how well you slept, what you ate for lunch, or even how someone spoke to you this morning. But discipline stands apart. Discipline says, I will do it anyway. Discipline isn't interested in your mood. Discipline is interested in your promise. It's not about denying feelings. You don't have to pretend you're excited every day. That's not realistic and it's not necessary. The person who gets the job done isn't always the one who wakes up happy. It's the one who does what must be done, whether they feel like it or not. The harvest doesn't care if the farmer feels inspired to plant in the spring. The ground is ready. The season is right. If he plants, there will be a harvest. If not, there won't. Discipline is doing the thing even on the days when the fire is low, when the gym is empty, but you show up anyway, when the book isn't writing itself, but you sit down and put in the work, when the phone feels heavy, but you make the calls that grow your business. That's where growth lives, in the repetition, in the daily decision. Now here's the secret. Discipline compounds. The little acts of discipline, stacked one on top of another, become a mountain of strength over time. One day of discipline is nice, but not much changes. A week of discipline, and maybe you notice a flicker. A month, and people around you start to ask, what's different about you? 6 months a year, now you're standing on new ground. Your results have changed, but more importantly, you've changed. You start to trust yourself in a way you never did before. Because you know, no matter how you feel, you can rely on your own word. Some will say, but what if discipline fails? What if I break the chain? Of course, you'll slip sometimes. That's part of being human. But every time you return to discipline, every time you choose action over feeling, you strengthen that muscle. That's the real progress. Not perfection, but persistence. Not getting it right every time, but refusing to give up. Think of the seasons. You don't plant once and reap forever. You plant, you tend, you harvest, and then you begin again. The same is true for discipline. It's not a one-time event. It's a daily choice, a habit you build brick by brick. And over time, those bricks form a wall between you and failure. A wall built not on fleeting emotion, but on steady, unwavering discipline. So the next time the feeling fades, remember, it was never the feeling that would carry you. It was always the discipline. Let feelings come and go, but let your actions remain. That's the law. That's how real progress is made. And I want to talk about habits, because once discipline has gotten you out the door, habits are what keep you moving forward, almost without thinking. Now, here's what's fascinating. Willpower is powerful, but it runs out. It's like a battery, strong at first. But by the afternoon, most people are running on empty. That's why the most successful people don't rely on willpower for the important things. They rely on habits. Think about your daily routine. How many things do you do every day that require almost no thought? Brushing your teeth, tying your shoes, locking your door, habits built over years. Nobody wakes up and debates, should I brush my teeth today? No, it's automatic. The question is settled before the day begins. Now imagine if the actions that lead to your goals could become just as automatic. That's the art of the habit loop. You see, when you set up small, repeatable patterns, things you do at the same time, in the same way, every day, they start to become part of who you are. The effort moves from your conscious mind into the background. And that's a beautiful place to be, because now it takes more effort not to do it than to do it. But here's where people get tripped up. They try to build a habit that's too big, too fast. They decide they're going to exercise an hour every day, or write 20 pages before breakfast, or meditate for an hour. The willpower might get you started, but the habit never takes hold. Instead, make it small, make it simple. If you want to read more, start with one page a day. If you want to exercise, put on your shoes and walk around the block. The smaller the habit, the less resistance you'll face. Over time, small habits grow. One page turns into 10. One walk turns into a run. But you've got to start with something so easy you can't say no to it. Now, every habit follows a loop. There's a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger. Maybe it's the alarm clock, the smell of coffee, or the sound of your shoes hitting the floor. The routine is the action itself, reading, running, writing. And the reward is what keeps you coming back, the feeling of progress, the sense of accomplishment, sometimes even a literal treat. Set up your loop and let it run. Here's the real power. When habits take over, consistency becomes automatic. You don't have to wake up and wonder if you'll do it. You just do. That's why people who build strong habits seem so disciplined to others, but to themselves, it doesn't feel like discipline anymore. It feels like life. So take inventory of your routines. What habits are carrying you towards your goals and which are pulling you away? You don't have to overhaul everything at once. Start with one, then another. Stack them. Let each new habit anchor the next. And before long, you'll look up and realize you're making progress every single day with less effort and less struggle. That's the habit loop of progress. Build it once, and it carries you much farther than willpower ever could. It's the secret to making consistency not just possible, but almost inevitable. Momentum is a fascinating thing. It's the invisible force that makes everything easier once you get moving, but it's so hard to find at the beginning. Think about pushing a car that's stuck. The hardest part is always that first push, getting it to budge even an inch. But if you keep pushing, slowly, inch by inch, soon the wheels begin to roll. And after a while, with steady effort, the car starts to move under its own weight. That's momentum. Now, most people stand around waiting for a bolt of inspiration to strike, hoping they'll feel excited enough to take massive action. But the truth is, inspiration rarely comes before action. It's action. Small disciplined steps, repeated day after day, that creates the energy you need. Every disciplined act, no matter how minor, is like adding fuel to a fire. At first, the flame flickers and seems weak, but keep adding to it. Another call, another page, another workout, and soon that flame is strong enough to light up your whole life. Here's the principle. Momentum is the reward for consistency. Every time you keep your promise to yourself, you're not just checking off another box. You're building energy. You're proving to yourself that you can be trusted. And the more you do, the more you want to do. You start to look forward to the routine. The work becomes lighter. The effort feels less like a burden and more like a part of who you are. But don't misunderstand, momentum isn't something you buy or something someone gives you. It's earned, one small win at a time. Miss a day, and it doesn't all disappear. But miss 2, 3, 4 days, and the engine slows. That's why the real pros protect their momentum. They show up on the days when nothing's happening, when progress feels invisible, because they know momentum is slow to build, but quick to lose. Think about the athlete who trains every morning, rain or shine. At first, those early mornings are hard. The body complains, the mind argues. But after a few weeks, something shifts. The muscles grow stronger. The routine feels natural. What was once a struggle becomes second nature. The same is true in business, in relationships, in learning a skill. Consistent action creates a rhythm. And that rhythm carries you further than any burst of excitement ever could. So, what do you do when you feel like nothing's changing? When you're doing the work day after day, but the results are slow? Keep going. The power of momentum is that it's building beneath the surface. Most of the progress you'll make is invisible at first. But every disciplined act adds another brick to the foundation. And one day, seemingly all at once, the results start pouring in. Remember, momentum is not the result of one grand gesture. It's the product of hundreds of small choices. Stay the course. Protect your streaks. Let momentum become your silent partner, the invisible force that turns effort into achievement. Now, the key here is to develop, improve, and maintain your systems. Because when the excitement dies, and the willpower fades, it's your systems that keep you on track. The world loves the idea of sudden breakthroughs, those rare moments when someone makes a giant leap. But real success is less about big surges and more about small, predictable steps repeated again and again. That's what systems are for. They make your progress automatic, even on days when you don't feel like showing up. A system is simply a way of organizing your actions so they happen without needing to think about them. Morning routines are a classic example. Maybe you wake up, stretch, read for 10 minutes, and review your goals before breakfast. After a while, you don't need a reminder. The routine runs itself. Tracking sheets work the same way. Write down what matters: meals, workouts, calls, expenses. When you see your progress in black and white, it becomes real. A scheduled review, maybe every Sunday night, is another system. You sit down and look back at what worked, what didn't, and what needs to change next week. That rhythm creates a safety net for your consistency. People who only work in surges, who rely on a flash of motivation, burn out quickly. They sprint on Monday and collapse by Friday. But those who design systems, who build routines, create reminders, track their actions, make consistency almost effortless. When a storm comes, their habits don't disappear because their systems carry them through. The best systems are simple, easy to follow, and flexible enough to adjust when life changes. And some think systems are too rigid. They worry about losing their freedom. But the truth is, systems create freedom. When your important work is built into your day, you don't waste energy deciding what to do next. You don't negotiate with yourself every morning. The decision was made once, and the system carries you forward. If you want to eat healthy, set up your kitchen so the good food is easy to reach. If you want to write every day, put your notebook by your bed. If you want to exercise, lay out your clothes the night before. These are small, simple systems. But over time, they become the rails that keep you moving in the right direction. So look at your goals, then ask yourself, what systems can I build to make success automatic? How can I set things up so the right actions are the easy actions? Don't rely on heroic effort. Don't wait for another surge of motivation. Build systems so strong that even on your worst days, you still move forward. That's how you beat the ups and downs. That's how you turn intention into reality. Systems are your silent partner, making sure you stay the course long after the mood has changed. Now let's turn to accountability. Accountability is one of those words that makes people a little uncomfortable, but it's a powerful force if you're serious about consistency. It means bringing your intentions out into the open. It means making a promise to someone or something outside of yourself and letting that promise keep you honest. Why is accountability so important? Because when the only person who knows your goal is you, quitting is easy. You can let yourself off the hook in the quiet of your mind. No one will know if you skip the workout, miss the reading, or let the habit slip. But when you tell someone, when you put it on paper, share it with a friend, join a group, something changes. You're not just working for yourself anymore. You're protecting your word. Some people post their goals on the refrigerator. Some have a friend or mentor they check in with every week. Others track their progress in a notebook or an app where the numbers don't lie. There's no magic formula, but the principle is always the same. Make your progress visible. Make it real. Let's say you want to improve your health. You start logging your meals, sharing your progress with a partner. Suddenly, that late night snack looks a little different when you know you'll write it down. Or maybe you're building a business Find someone who will ask you, how many calls did you make this week? How many proposals did you send? When you know someone is watching, even quietly, your commitment grows. This doesn't mean you need a crowd. Sometimes the best accountability is a single trusted person who won't let you off easy. Sometimes it's a calendar, a checklist, a spreadsheet, tools that measure progress and tell the truth, even when excuses start to creep in. Accountability removes the option of quitting quietly. It turns vague intentions into public commitments. The moment you let someone else into your process, you raise your standards. You stop hiding behind the tomorrow excuse. Now you have to answer for your actions. And here's the beauty. Over time, accountability builds confidence. Each week you track, each report you give, you prove to yourself that you can be counted on. That's how trust is built. One promise kept after another. If you want to stay consistent, don't try to do it all in isolation. Find your way to accountability. Let someone or something hold you to your word. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but the rewards are worth it. A stronger commitment, a deeper sense of progress, and the satisfaction of knowing you followed through. Now let's talk about energy, because no matter how strong your goals are, if you're running on empty, consistency will slip through your fingers. Fatigue is a quiet enemy. It doesn't show up all at once. It sneaks in, little by little, until suddenly even simple tasks feel overwhelming. You find yourself making excuses, not because you lack discipline, but because you lack the fuel to keep going. Most people don't lose their way because they set the wrong goals. They lose their way because they let their energy run down. The body is the foundation for the mind and the spirit. When you take care of it, rest, nutrition, movement, everything else becomes easier. When you neglect it, every other effort becomes a struggle. Think about it. How easy is it to stick to your habits when you're exhausted? How many times have you planned to get up early, only to hit snooze because you stayed up too late, or skip the workout? Not because you weren't committed, but because your body was too tired. Fatigue kills consistency faster than failure ever could. So what's the answer? Manage your energy like it's your most precious asset, because it is. Prioritize sleep. It's not a luxury, it's a requirement. The most productive people guard their rest. They don't leave it to chance. They create routines around bedtime, just as they do around work. If you're tired, your willpower drains faster, your mood sours, and your habits crumble. Protect your sleep. Next, watch what you feed your body. Good nutrition isn't just about the scale, it's about sustained energy. Junk in, junk out, physically and mentally. Hydration, whole foods, steady meals. These are the basics, but basics work. And don't forget your environment. The space you work in, the people you spend time with, the noise or calm around you, all of it adds up. A cluttered space drains your focus. Negative company drains your spirit. Build an environment that energizes you, not one that saps your strength. If you want to manage excuses, start by managing energy. When you're well-rested, well-nourished, and surrounded by support, you're less likely to look for ways out. You're more likely to look for ways through. Consistency becomes much easier when you have the energy to do what needs to be done. Don't let fatigue steal your future. Take care of your energy first, and you'll find you have more discipline, more creativity, and more drive to keep going, even when motivation fades. It's not just about pushing harder, it's about fueling smarter. That's how you keep excuses in check and consistency alive. Now, the biggest results in life rarely come from grand gestures or one-time efforts. They come from small daily wins that multiply over time. People look at someone who's achieved a lot and ask, what was the turning point? What was the secret? But more often than not, there's no dramatic moment. Just a series of tiny choices stacked up day after day until they can't be ignored. It's easy to overlook the power of small acts. Reading a few pages, saving a few dollars, taking a short walk. These seem almost trivial on their own. But imagine doing those things, not just once, but every single day. The changes begin so small, you barely notice them. But after a year, after two, you look back and realize everything is different. That's the compound effect at work. Every good choice sets off a chain reaction. Every bit of progress builds on the last. If you improve by just 1% a day, that doesn't sound like much. But add it up over time, and it becomes extraordinary. You don't see the results right away. And that's why most people quit. They plant the seed and dig it up when it hasn't sprouted by morning. But those who keep going, who stack up those small wins, end up with a harvest that surprises even them. This is where consistency becomes your best friend. One workout won't change your health, but 100 will. One good conversation won't transform your relationship, but a habit of them will. One day of focused effort won't build a fortune, but 1,000 days of it just might. And it works in reverse too. Small neglects compound. Skip the reading, skip the call, skip the exercise. It doesn't seem to matter today. But over months and years, the price gets bigger and bigger. Success and failure are both built by the compound effect, just moving in opposite directions. So celebrate the small wins. Don't dismiss them. Don't wait for some huge breakthrough to validate your effort. Every day you keep your promise, every action you repeat, you add another drop to the bucket. Eventually it overflows. That's why it's so important to refuse to stop. The results will always show up, but only for those who refuse to give in when it looks like nothing is happening. Keep stacking those small wins. Over time, they turn into something massive, something that changes your life. And here's what makes it easy to keep going. Purpose. Because even the strongest systems, the best habits, and the most disciplined routines can lose their meaning if you forget why you started in the first place. When the emotion has faded, when the excitement is gone, purpose is what lights the way. But here's the truth. Purpose needs to be reignited, not just once, but over and over again. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind. The routine becomes automatic, and before long, you're checking boxes instead of chasing dreams. That's when consistency starts to feel heavy. You might keep doing the work, but the heart isn't in it. You wonder, why am I pushing so hard? What's it all for? That's when it's time to stop and reflect, to reconnect with your reasons. Take a quiet moment. No distractions, no noise. Think back to the beginning. What made you want this change? What did you hope your life would look like? Sometimes you need to remember what it felt like to be hungry, to have a vision that pulled you out of bed in the morning. Reflection is fuel for the long journey. One of the best ways to reignite purpose is to look at your progress. Pull out your old notes, your journals, your first plans. Look at where you started and where you are now. See how far you've come. Sometimes the growth is slow and invisible, but it's always there for those who take time to look. Celebrate the distance you've covered and let it remind you that the effort is never wasted. Another way to renew your purpose is to dream forward. Set new goals. Raise your standards. If the original vision has been reached, or if it's no longer exciting, create a new one. Life is a series of seasons. Each one brings a different energy a different challenge, a different purpose. Don't be afraid to adjust your aim. And remember, purpose is personal. What excites one person might not move another. Your reasons are your own. Write them down. Post them where you can see them. Remind yourself often. Purpose gives meaning to the mundane and turns routine into ritual. When you reconnect with why you started, everything else becomes lighter. The early mornings, the long hours, the repetition, they're all easier when you remember they serve a bigger vision. Don't just push through out of obligation. Push through because you're building a life that matters to you. So every so often, pause and reignite your purpose. Reflection keeps your long-term vision alive, even when the emotion disappears. It's the spark that gets you started and the anchor that keeps you moving when motivation fades. Now I want to finish with what I call the consistency contract, because when it comes down to it, your life is shaped by the promises you keep, especially the ones you make to yourself. Anyone can make big plans in the excitement of the moment, but real growth, real transformation, comes from those quiet daily agreements, those lines you draw in the sand and refuse to step back from. Here's what I mean. Take a sheet of paper, write down exactly what you will do every day, no matter what. Make it clear, make it simple. Maybe it's a morning walk, maybe it's a journal entry, maybe it's a sales call, a healthy meal, a chapter read. The action doesn't have to be big, but the commitment does. This is not a wish. It's not a hope. It's a contract with yourself. Now, what happens when you treat that commitment with the same seriousness as a business agreement or a promise to a friend? Something shifts. You move from trying to change to becoming the kind of person who keeps their word. And here's the secret. Every time you honor your contract, you build character. Each small promise kept, each action taken, regardless of how you feel, lays another brick in the foundation of your confidence. If you break the contract, don't rip it up. Start again. The point isn't to be perfect. The point is to become trustworthy in your own eyes. Over time, that self-trust is more valuable than any external reward. It's the quiet pride of knowing you followed through day after day. That's what builds results. Some people think it's the big moments that change a life, the promotions, the awards, the applause. But the truth is, it's the small, private victories. The days you showed up when nobody else knew, the habits you honored when there was no audience, the promises you kept when no one was watching. So write your consistency contract. Post it where you'll see it. Read it out loud each morning. Let it be the compass that guides your day. Every time you keep that promise, remind yourself, you're building more than habits. You're building a reputation with the most important person you'll ever know, yourself. In the end, that's where character is forged. That's where results are built. And that's how you master the art of staying consistent long after motivation fades.